Welcome to the Right Off the Bat podcast with Martin Rowe and Evander Lomke, a discussion on the amazing and infuriating, distinct and intertwined worlds of baseball and cricket, literature and life. This is Martin Rowe, and the following podcast was recorded at Book Expo America on May the 25th, 2011.
My name is Evander Lomke, and I am the co-writer of Right Off the Bat, Baseball, Cricket, Literature, and Life. It was published by Paul Dry, and here we are at the BEA. It's very exciting. And we're here just a little bit before our book signing, which is going to be a first for me, for sure, at a booth that is very centrally located. And we're looking forward to doing a signing. And we're expecting loads and loads of people. And we're going to be opposite Michael Moore, and I feel sorry for him. Well, the book actually had its genesis way back in the 1990s when Martin and I, my co-writer, worked at the same publishing company. We started a discussion about our respective passions, baseball and cricket. I took Martin to a game in 1996, baseball game, and it was his first game. I was amazed at how quickly he caught on. It was the Yankees against the Red Sox, what else, in an absolutely fantastic year. And from that point on, we've been in pretty on and off conversations. Okay, so in this setting, I think it's pretty important that we talk about our publisher, Paul Dry. He's an independent publisher, maybe the last of the great gentleman book publishers that's left in history. Truly great guy with a very, very interesting list. He seemed fairly fascinated with the idea of doing a book on baseball and cricket. I think he had a son-in-law who's English, and he wanted to learn something about the rules of cricket. And we said, we're really young people. And one thing led to another. And lo and behold, we had a contract, and a year later, presto, we have a book. One of the really interesting aspects of the book, at least for me, the thing that I really learned, was that baseball and cricket, not only do they have a genesis in England that's sort of mutual and together, but that really the two sports represent like a parallel universe. Sort of astonishing. You watch old film clips from the 1940s, and you can watch the cricket ones, you can watch baseball ones, and they're all black and white and all that, but you know, the uniforms are very similar. The players, their posture, their way of going about their business is very, very similar. Kind of fast forward to the 1970s, and you know, everybody's very svelte and slim, both cricket and baseball. Now the footage is in color, but there's a certain similarity. You'll have these bushy mustaches and sort of 1970s kind of hair. So, you know, we sort of cover the cultural aspects of both sports, too. We get into stuff like the money that became an overwhelming and an overriding aspect of both sports, which are businesses, particularly in cricket. And it seemed in that sense that cricket, although the father sport and the big brother sport, had really been following baseball in terms of the big money and the contracts and the multi-year stuff and whatnot. So even when it came down to the businesses of both, there's an amazing parallel. And we get into some of the more philosophic aspects of both sports, too. The issues of timing, the issues of time itself, that the fans of both sports have this sort of nostalgic aspect, the lore of both sports, which is sort of essential to the fans of both sports. The players themselves very often have a strong sense of the history of their own club. And finally, there's really the international aspect of the two sports and the two businesses. Baseball has always been a much more provincial, tends to be more North American kind of thing. But on the other hand, it's played in Japan, it's played in Korea, it's played for years in Cuba, it's played in Panama, Venezuela, Canada, of course. So it's an international game, but not the way cricket is, which is really played by many, many more people. And if I were to guess, I mean, the fandom for Major League Baseball would be measured in the hundreds of millions. But I think for cricket, would really have to be in the billions. It's rather an extraordinary universe.
My name is Paul Dry. I'm the publisher of Right Off the Bat. I've been asked why did I publish this book. I thought it was a wonderful, witty book that showed the affection that one can have for a game, a sport that takes place in a big grassy area. As a baseball fan, I had my home team, which was the Chicago White Sox, and when I was a kid, I loved watching the games or listening to them. And then to learn that Martin Rowe, when he was a kid, loved listening to the games of cricket or going to the test matches. I thought there's a love of a game that's bred in the heart of a fan all over the world, and I thought to talk about these two games together was a very witty and playful thing to do. If you begin this book and read the two opening paragraphs, one which is filled with the lingo of cricket, the other with the lingo of baseball, you'll see how odd and special the games are and how much affection you can develop for the games.
I'm Martin Rowe. I'm the proud co-author with Evander Lomke of Right Off the Bat, Baseball, Cricket, Literature and Life, published by Paul Dry Books of Philadelphia. And we're here at BEA enjoying the book buzz that we're trying to generate, as well as respond to. It was a wonderful thing, writing Right Off the Bat with Evander. We had a lot of fun talking about the mutual worlds of cricket and baseball, the money aspect, which Evander has talked about, the imperial, multicultural aspect of these two games, which are so often associated with one country, England in one case, United States with the other case. Also talking about the racial dimensions that both sports had to deal with during the 20th century, the mid-20th century, and the nature of both games being ones that love the idea of time in all its different dimensions. Not only the immediate sense of the chronological experience of the game over time, but also the experience of a game taking place. And then the what we call the Kairos notion of time, those moments out of time that define an experience of a game, that catch which you can remember in your memory, that shot that you played all those years ago. All of those experiences are held within both games and give it its quintessentially sort of summer feel, its endless feel. So that was another aspect of the game we really liked. Anyway, we're thrilled to be here and talking about this book, and we hope you enjoy this presentation. And hope you will check out Right Off the Bat Books website, rightoffthebatbook.com, and buy our book. Thank you very much.
We had a great time at BEA and enjoyed signing books. And we were also featured in the Book Expo Daily that Publishers Weekly publishes. So we'll be doing more podcasts in the future. Until then, this is Martin Rowe signing off. May the ball always meet the middle of your bat and arrive in the glove with a satisfying thud.